This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament continued deliberations on appropriation bill yesterday as well. Government forms a talk team to accept $100 million concessional loan from World Bank. Cabinet revokes provision of two-day weekly holiday. And World Bank warns of recession risk due to Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. Discussions on different headlines of various ministries on the appropriation bill continued yesterday as well in the National Assembly and the House of Representatives. Deliberations on headlines under the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Ministry of Forest and Environment, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport were held yesterday. Taking part in the deliberations, lawmakers had demanded the government to withdraw the provision to affix embossed number plates in the vehicles within the current fiscal year. Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa asked to withdraw the provision, claiming it was not possible to affix the embossed number plates to all vehicles within the current fiscal year. Similarly, CPNUML's lawmaker Bim Bahadur Rawal objected the ruling of the Department of the Transport to fix the embossed number plate on vehicles within mid-July. He urged the government to assess the comparative benefits of the implementation of the embossed number plate system on users. He claimed that the act of providing biometric information to a private company was capable of violating the people's right to privacy. Meanwhile, the Department of Transport Management has clarified that the installation of embossed number plate in all vehicles from the beginning of new fiscal year was not made mandatory. The installation of high security embossed number plate was instead intensified, the department spokesperson Ishwari Datta Paneru said. The annual reports of four different constitutional commissions were tabled in the National Assembly yesterday. Minister for Water Supply Umakant Chowdhury, on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, presented the 31st annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority and the annual report of the Public Service Commission. Likewise, Minister Chowdhury presented the annual report of the National Human Rights Commission and the annual report of the Tharu Commission in the Upper House meeting. The government has decided to withdraw the provision of two-day weekly holidays to be effective from the 15th of June. Unveiling Monday's cabinet meeting decisions yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the provision of a two-day weekly holiday was revoked as problems surfaced in the education, health and other service-oriented sectors. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided to form a talk team to accept a $100 million concessional loan from the World Bank for eco-friendly and inclusive development. The government has issued the Land Use Regulations 2022 prohibiting subdivision of land having less than 500 square meters area in the Kathmandu Valley. As per the Land Use Regulations published in the Nepal Gazette yesterday, subdivisions of land having less than 675 square meters area have been restricted in Tharai and Inner Madhes. Likewise, the land subdivision of less than 1,000 square meters in other parts of the country is prohibited. The Technical Committee for the Revival of the Tourism Sector formed by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has been dissolved. Tourism Minister Prem Bahadur Ali's personal secretary Hemanta Regmi informed that the ministry dismissed the committee as it already submitted its report on the 3rd of May. The 12-member committee was formed in order to provide policy-level suggestions by searching for new potentialities in the tourism industry of Nepal. According to the ministry, both committees were dissolved, saying the advice and suggestions of the report would be implemented. The Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a 5-member committee to investigate the death of Nabina Tharu of Madhuban Municipality 2 in Bardia yesterday. On Monday, the 5-member committee coordinated by Joint Secretary Hari Kimiri has been assigned to present a field report about the incident within the 7 days of the commencement of its work. The woman was allegedly killed in a police firing during a clash between the security force and the Madhuvan folks who were demanding security from wild animals after a local was injured in a leopard attack. Kathmandu Metro Police Mayor Balendra Shah has sought the help of Metro Police folks in the management of solid household waste. The Kathmandu denizens have been urged to separate the biodegradable and non-degradable waste at the source of its origin before providing the trash to the collectors. He took the help of a social network to appeal to the public towards that end. He said the unsegregated waste would not be picked up by the Metro Police. The Plan International has launched a collection of testimonies on preventing and eradicating child marriage, early marriage and forced marriage in the Asia Pacific. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Plan International shared that it issued the collection entitled Louder Than Words in order to promote women empowerment and discourage the child and forced marriage in the region. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russia's UN ambassador has stormed out of a UN Security Council meeting after the European Council president blamed Russia's invasion of Ukraine for causing a global food crisis. Charles Michel said Russia was using food supplies as a stealth missile against the developing world, forcing people into poverty. The Russian envoy Vasily Nebenzia accused Michel of spreading lies. According to the BBC, the war has left food stock at Ukrainian ports. The bodies of some Ukrainian fighters killed defending the Kyiv southeastern port of Mariupol have arrived in Kiev, the soldiers' families say. The fighters spent weeks holed up in the city's Azovstal steelworks. In May, the survivors were taken prisoner. More than 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers captured in Mariupol have reportedly been transferred to Russia. The soldiers were being located in locations controlled by Russian-backed forces in eastern Ukraine were moved to Russia for investigation, a Russian law enforcement source told Tartars, a state-owned Russian news agency. Countries around the world are facing recession as the Ukraine war hits economies already rocked by the COVID pandemic. The World Bank has warned less developed countries in Europe and East Asia face a major recession, it said. The risk of high inflation and low growth, so-called stagflation, is also higher, the World Bank President David Malpass said. Energy and food bills have been rising around the world. The war in Ukraine, lockdowns in China, supply chain disruptions and the risk of stagflation are hammering growth. For many countries, recession will be hard to avoid, Malpass said. He also warned in the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects report for June that the danger of stagflation was considerable. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Both houses of Federal Parliament continued deliberations on appropriation bill yesterday as well. Government formed a talk team to accept $100 million concessional loan from World Bank. Cabinet revokes provision of a two-day weekly holiday and World Bank warns of recession risk due to Ukraine war. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in. Before more news and online programs, stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.